The truckers are independent contractors, and they're predominantly immigrants.
My name is Fuad Altayeb, and I've been a port truck driver for the last 8 to 9 years. And the reason that we stopped working about a week ago because the work condition is not fair for us.
Not fair, he says. Altayeb was born in Eritrea. Other drivers are from other countries, but they all live and raise families in Seattle now. They own their own trucks, but not the trailers they tow. They haul shipping companies' containers short distances between the waterfront terminals and railcar distribution centers of the Kent Valley. The drivers say because they have a small job, they're not heard.
Every issue that we address to the company hasn't been implemented. We don't have no voice whatsoever.
Even when they have safety concerns, like loads that are too heavy for the trailers they're on. Yamani Burhani says they're told if they feel a container isn't safe, they're supposed to refuse it. That's not what happens in reality.
Because they say you have a right to refuse because you are independent, but if you refuse it, the dispatch, he doesn't give you a job the next day.
That means the next day he doesn't work. And if they get caught by state troopers with an unsafe load, it's the drivers who pay. They've called on the Federal Department of Labor to investigate whether they are truly independent. And in the meantime, many of them have stopped working, which stops the flow of cargo. Some importers say they're already feeling it. Their shipments are stuck in transit. In response, officials at the Port of Seattle say they're trying to be supportive of the truckers, but spokesman Peter McGraw says their priority is keeping commerce flowing.
More cargo coming in means more jobs, more family wage jobs, and so the best thing the port can do is continue to act as an economic development engine.
The short-haul drivers are asking state legislators for a change in the law to require the shipping companies to employ them directly. Then they could join a union such as the Teamsters, which has been helping the drivers organize their lobbying with local governments. Similar scenarios have played out in California, where a law was recently implemented and then struck down by the Supreme Court because it involves interstate commerce. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.